Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to a new episode of In the Light of the Quran. Today we have a new light that we will try to take it from the Quran and live by it and improve the quality of our faith, of our iman, raise the level of our certainty about the reality of this life. Today's verses are taken from Surah Al-Ankabut, the Surah of the Spider, and it gives us a lot of wisdoms, especially when it comes to the hard times that sometimes we go through, the difficulties. It tells us the reality behind these tests, behind these trials, behind these hardships, and it really strengthens us and makes us firm in the face of all the difficulties and the calamities that we face in our lives. We will start with reciting these few verses, then we will talk about the wisdoms that they contain, and we will try to take the light from the divine light from these verses.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين أم حسب الذين يعملون السيئات أن يسبقونا ساء ما يحكمون من كان يرجو لقاء الله فإن أجل الله لآت وهو السميع العليم ومن جاهد فإنما يجاهد لنفسه إن الله لغني عن العالمين والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لنكفرن عنهم سيئاتهم ولنجزينهم أحسن الذي كانوا يعملون ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه حسنا وإن جاهداك لتشرك بي ما ليس لك به علم فلا تطعهما إلي مرجعكم فأنبئكم بما كنتم تعملون والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لندخلنهم في الصالحين ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله فإذا أوذي في الله جعل فتنة الناس كعذاب الله ولئن جاء نصر من ربك ليقولن إنا كنا معكم أوليس الله بأعلم بما في صدور العالمين
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back. Now these verses from this great surah tell us the reality about the trials that we go through in our lives, and tells us more about the reality of this life so we can have more light, more understanding about the world we live in. Allah says that, do the people think that they will be left alone to say, we believe? We believe in Allah. So many people will say, we believe in Allah, we believe in the last day. Do they think that they will be left alone to say that without having to go through tests? So Allah is stating a very clear fact, and this is a very important wisdom in our lives that sheds a lot of light on the experience that we go through, the things or the trials, the hardships that we have to face in this life. And that when we accept faith, belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means that we will have to go through tests. Because so many people claim belief, so many people claim to be real Muslims, dedicated Muslims. But the only way to verify that and make clear the reality of it is to go through tests. So those who are sincere in their claim to follow the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way to verify the belief and the faith and the certainty of these people is to put them through tests. So those who are firm, who remain firm and strong and confident in their faith, then these are the truthful ones. Whereas the liars who just claim to be believers, the hypocrites, you know, soon these trials will reveal the reality of their faith, the reality of their hearts. So this is the wisdom behind trials. So whenever you go through a trial, it does not mean that this is the end of the world. On the contrary, it basically means that Allah is trying you. Allah is putting you in a test in order to see, or in order to verify and show and reveal what is exactly in your heart. So this is the wisdom behind trials. And there's a very good news, which is very glad tiding actually to the believers. You know, trials, when trials come to you, that's a very good thing, because they will strengthen your faith. They will strengthen your belief. They will make you stronger and firmer. But as to the disbelievers, as to the hypocrites, as to the weak ones who are not sincere when they say, we believe, for those people actually what will happen to them is that the trials will reveal the reality of their hearts and will expose their reality, or the reality of the faith that they claim. So this is why trials are very important. And also when trials come, it shows the believers, the weak ones or the fake ones. Because we can tell once a trial comes, now the weak ones, the liars, will be exposed, because they won't have the patience, they won't have the psychological energy and determination to carry on, to remain upon the truth, because they are not sincere. So they are not ready to bear and to stand the difficulties and hardships just because of a lie. But the true ones, the true believers, they have a lot of energy, a lot of support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, do people think that they will be left alone to say we believe when they will not be tested? They will be definitely tested. And Allah says, we have tested those who came before them. So Allah shall make it clear who are the true believers and who are the fake ones and the false ones. So this is one of the wisdoms that we can take, and the most important wisdom that we can take from these verses. Then Allah says that whoever hopes for the meeting of Allah, whoever is looking forward for the day of judgment, when they will meet Allah, and those who do right will be rewarded, will be compensated. Those ones who make the day of judgment in front of their eyes, wherever they go, they are always aware of it, and about the reality of it, and that it is the end, it is the natural sequel to this life. Now those people, Allah will increase them in their faith, and Allah is all hearing and Allah is all knowing. So Allah is making clear that this promise of Allah, the Day of Judgment, is sure to come. It will come. So those who are hoping for meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and returning to Him, they will get the best end out of that day. Then Allah states a very important fact. So many people, when they strive for the way of Allah, they are so weak, soon they give up in the face of hardships. But Allah says, whoever strives, then he only strives for himself. So the good that you do, the patience that you have, the perseverance that you display, is all for you, is all credit for you. Then Allah states clearly that Allah is not in need of His creation. Allah stands in no need of anyone. Allah does not need anyone. It shows that Allah, this is the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah does not need our striving and our jihad. Allah does not need it. It's all for ourselves. It's all for our own benefit. So this is a very important fact that we should be aware of all the time as well. So this tells us about the reality of trials. So when you strive in the face of trials, you are doing good to yourself. And if you don't strive, if you are not firm, you will be the only loser. Allah, this does not affect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah is the Almighty. Then Allah says, as to those who believe and do righteous deeds, then we shall forgive their sins and we shall recompense them and pay them back according to the best of their deeds. You see, so when we strive, when we are patient in the face of calamities, Allah will increase us in iman, Allah will forgive our sins, Allah will make us stronger, and Allah will prepare something better for us. Then Allah turns our sights to some form of trials, which is very difficult for those who wish to hold on to the rope of Allah. Allah says, and we advised man, we instructed man to be good, to be kind to his parents or her parents. And listen to this trial, and if they strive, if they try their best to make you associate partners along with Allah, if they try hard to take you away from the straight path, then do not obey them. But stay and be kind to them, no matter what they do, but don't obey them when they command you with what is evil. You see this wonderful balance in our lives, in the way we treat others, especially our parents. Because of all the good things that they did for us, because of all the sacrifice they did, be patient with them, do not obey them when they command you with what is evil, but take good care of them. Then Allah says, those who do righteous deeds, we will make them among the righteous people and the people of paradise. Then Allah gives the description of some people who say, claim to believe, but when they are tried, when they had to go through a trial or a hardship for the sake of Allah, they turn back on their heels. And for them, it's a great trial and they cannot be patient with it. It exposes their hearts. Whereas when something good comes to the believers, they say, we are among the believers, because they want to get the benefits and the credits of this victory or this bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are trials that people go through, and they reveal what is exactly in the hearts of the people. So now the trials are very important in our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear that in so many verses, anyone, when a calamity comes, anyone who is patient and who is firm, then Allah will guide his heart. And Allah will reward for patience. Allah has prepared immense reward for the patient ones. So let's be from the patient ones. Let's understand the trials in this light, that they strengthen us. They bring us closer to Allah. And Allah wants to see our patience and our determination. Now, for next time, inshallah, when we meet together to talk about a new light from the Quran and a new wisdom, I leave you in peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.